Our state is very well served by these two gentlemen who have, with great skill and diligence, and in a way that was, I think, impressive for many people to see, manage the really difficult business of this session with such decorum and civility and an orderliness that I have rarely seen in any session. And so, no, to both of you gentlemen, it's an honor to be able to serve with you. Thank you for your good work and your skill. This session, we continued, as our people expect us to, we continue to make better choices because we know that our job here is to achieve better results for the people we serve. And there is no progress without jobs. Last calendar year, our state achieved the fastest rate of new job creation of any state in our region. But we know that there's still a lot of work that we have to do. And that's why many of the bills that we signed today are bills in keeping with those better choices in pursuit of better results, including the EARN bill, which is an employer-driven skills upskilling, skills training initiative, which we hope to grow over time, because we know in our state there's often a big gap between the jobs that are open and the skills that our people have in order to fill those jobs. Another bill we will sign is offshore wind. The heart of all new job creation really is innovation, innovation in terms of the things we make and how we make them, in this case, renewable energy. So being number one in education for 5 years in a row did not happen by accident. And when the U.S. Chamber of Commerce named our state number one in innovation and entrepreneurship, it was for a reason. It was all of the reasons that have been the product of your better choices as delegates and as senators on behalf of the people you represent. We have pursued a balanced and a fiscally responsible approach, and we are now We have now nearly eliminated a structural deficit that had been on Maryland's horizon for 15 or 20 years. So the new cyber credit, the biotechnology tax credit, R&D tax credit, offshore wind, tech transfer at the University of Maryland, public-private partnerships that I know the Lieutenant Governor will want to touch on that he championed through this session. All of these are about the better choices that we need to make in order to create more jobs and more opportunity for our people. That also means more affordable college rather than more expensive college, the Veterans Full Employment Act, also the Early College Innovation Fund, New College Completion Initiative, also the investments that we will make in our transportation infrastructure. India and China aren't going to do these things for us. These are things we can only do ourselves if we choose to do them together. So there's a lot of progress that we need to continue to make. Some people have asked, well, what do you do after this session? Well, after this session, we continue to make more progress because that's what our people expect. Our people are not ideologues. They believe that their government should do the things that work, not to move us to the left or the right, but to move us forward rather than back. And that's what the men and women of this General Assembly have been able to do. So I really want to thank Chairman Middleton, also Chairman Davis, Senator Pinsky, Delegate Hucker, for all of their good work on advancing cleaner, greener wind energy. And a special thanks on the EARN bill to President Miller, Senator Klausmeier, Delegate Olaszewski, Delegate Mitchell, Delegate Clippinger, and so many others. With that, let me turn it over to the Speaker of the House.
Thank you. Is this on? Can you hear me? First of all, Governor, I want to thank you for your leadership and collaborative effort. I want to thank the President and the Senate. I think you can sum this session up in collaboration and cooperation. We took a lot of very tough issues, some very emotional, worked very hard together to bring those to fruition, which I think is culminated in probably one of the most productive sessions that any governor in any General Assembly has had in my 27 years in Annapolis. I'd ask the legislators, please, just to stand up so you can be recognized. I mean, I know you're all here. Everyone comes from a different areas of the state and different backgrounds and different beliefs, and they collaborate together to produce the products that we've had. The governor talked about the EARN bill, which we're going to talk about today, and offshore wind. But there were a lot of bills that were very important, would have been the highlight of any other session, except for the guns and the death penalty and the Baltimore City schools and the transportation. You had bills like Ag Certainty, very important bill to the farmers of the state of Maryland. You had the public-private partnership championed by the Lieutenant Governor. That was a very important piece of legislation as well. You had the implementation of the federal health care bill by the Health and Government Operations Committee, Chairman Hammond and Chairman Conway in the Senate. There were a lot of great pieces of legislation that were passed this year. I was just happy to be a small part of it and work with these two great gentlemen. I also want to acknowledge people from my county, the Freeds, who are here. They had a bill by Delegate Hucker that was signed into law, Connor's law, which is to keep resuscitators at each of the swimming pools throughout the state. And I want to thank Delegate Hucker for championing that. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also want to acknowledge the good work of so many of our staff. I want to thank Stacy Mayer, who ably has stepped up to lead our Office of Legislative Affairs. And everybody in Stacy's staff, Drew Vetter and Shanetta Pascal, Rebecca Mules, and David Stamper. Also want to thank Kristen Jones of the Speaker's Office.
Al Hughes.
And from the Senate President's Office, Vicki Gruber, thank you for your good work. Mr. President.
Just very briefly, it was a really fine session. We want to thank also the members of the House and the Senate that worked together cooperatively. Particularly, I've got two of my chairmen here. Senator Mac Middleton is here, and Senator Brian Frosch, and I see Senator Catherine Pugh here, and Nancy King. Any other senators here? I see four of them here. We worked tirelessly up until past midnight last night, and we never stopped from day one all through the 90-day session, and it was a very productive session. Governor, thank you for your agenda. Mr. Speaker, thank you and your staff for the cooperation, and thank everybody for coming together and making this probably the most successful legislative session of my lifetime. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mr. Lieutenant Governor.
Well, thank you, Governor. First, I want to thank also the presiding officers. Thank you, Governor, for your leadership. And I want to thank all the members of the General Assembly. Year after year, you come in, you come to Annapolis, and with the courage of your conviction, you make the tough decisions and the tough votes. So thank you very much for your diligence this year. I also want to thank on my staff, my chief of staff, Maya Estes, and my deputy, Ben Stutz. Thank you very much for your work with the governor's office and the leadership in the General Assembly. You know, Governor, several days ago, President Obama called on leaders in both business and the public sector to come together to find partnerships and ways in which the private sector can invest in public infrastructure. We answered that call of duty, and yesterday the General Assembly passed, and today you're going to sign a bill that develops a statutory framework in Maryland so we can now encourage businesses to invest in Maryland so we can get back to the business of investing in Maryland. We're going to create jobs, and we're going to improve the quality of life for all Marylanders. It's not just transportation infrastructure, but it's a lot of non-transportation infrastructure. We have tremendous needs in Maryland, and this public-private partnership is going to go a long way in meeting those needs. So thank you very much, Governor, for giving me an opportunity to work on this important piece of legislation. And finally, let me thank the representatives from both the business community and labor, as well as the public sector, who came together, found consensus and compromise around this important issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Let me also say thank you to Delegate Glenn, Delegate Robinson, and Delegate Howard for their good work on strengthening our minority business statutes and efforts. And also, while we're not signing some of the public safety bills here today, I do want to thank Senator Frosch for his leadership on judicial proceedings. I thank Senator Middleton earlier for his work on the offshore wind and energy things as well. But also wanted to thank Kathleen DeMay for her able leadership on the gun legislation, the gun safety legislation, as well as so many other things, and Chairman Valerio. Okay, with that, let's start signing bills, shall we?